Boston area chef Anna Sortoon earned a coveted James Beard Award nomination for Outstanding Chef this week. But like more than 90% of Massachusetts restaurant owners, Sortoon has furloughed most of her staff because of the coronavirus restaurant closures. WBUR's Andrea Shea this morning reports on how the chef and her 150 employees are navigating rough waters to stay afloat.
Last summer, Amber Govea jumped at applying for a job with Anna Sortoon, the executive chef owner of three restaurants in Somerville and Cambridge, Sarma, Sofra, and her first, Oleana. Here's Govea.
The first time that I went to Oleana, I was still in culinary school. It was like opening my mind to like, this is what good food is, and it's like non-pretentious. It was all interesting. It was things I'd never seen before, techniques I've never used before.
Govea won the sous chef position at Sofra Bakery and Cafe, Sortoon's second busy Middle Eastern-inspired kitchen.
Before all of this happened, especially on the weekends, there's lines out the door from 8:30 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, which is amazing.
And then it just stops. Yeah, it's a really, really strange feeling for sure.
That's Anna Sortoon. Since shutting down in March, she's been worrying about the fate of her three businesses and her 150 employees. A handful are working the new touch-free curbside takeout service Sortoon and her partners decided to launch a few weeks ago to help keep the restaurants alive. She says they don't feel like themselves.
Cooking with a mask is new. None of us have ever, you know, cooked without being able to smell anything.
Social distancing in Sofra's tiny kitchen is also challenging, Sortoon says, where two full-time bakers, four cooks, and herself do staggered shifts. She feels responsible for her working and furloughed staff members' physical, emotional, and financial health after watching everything crumble beneath them. Sortoon says each one of them is experiencing it differently.
It's just such a cross-section of life, the whole industry, right? There's a lot of professionals in our restaurant, a lot of professionals, people that, you know, this is what they're going to do forever.
My whole identity has been tied up in this job, in this role for the last 6 years. What do I do now?
But catering manager Macy Radloff feels lucky to be getting unemployment and $600 a week from the CARES Act fund. Not all of her coworkers are eligible for government assistance. And Radloff says right now, some need to work more than she does.
My name is Feyza Bayrakçıoğlu Özden. I'm working at Sofra as a pastry chef.
Speaking from Sofra's kitchen, Feyza, who's from Turkey, says she's been stressed because of her status.
I'm here with a work visa. If I'm not working, maybe I have to leave. So that was the biggest issue for me.
Feyza's in the U.S. on a O-1 visa for her expertise in Turkish cuisine. She talked to attorneys about the unprecedented, unclear visa situation and is thankful to be working again.
I mean, we're all in the same boat. We're just waiting to see what will happen.
Line cook Jean Solon is at Sofra, too. He lives in hard-hit Chelsea and says his wife is scared of the virus. Solon is relieved to be contributing during the pandemic.
I'm from Haiti, so it's like, I mean, we're used to suffering, so it's not like, I mean, imagine if you're from a third world country, so that's not going to crush you down that bad.
Solon's been working at Sortoon's restaurants for 20 years in the back and front of the house.
In this country or all around the world, half of the people are going to lose their job anyway, because you can't really do what we used to do before. 10 people used to be in the kitchen, now it's going to be 5, so what's going to happen to the other 5? Who knows? Maybe in a year or two we'll see what happened, but it's not going to be easy.
For now, the takeout service isn't paying the rent, Sortoon says. That and payroll are the restaurant's biggest expenses. They've been approved for low-interest loans through the Payroll Protection Plan, but Sortoon isn't sure they'll be forgiven. Looking ahead, she says packing boxes for pickup isn't going to be temporary. It's going to be 2020.
If we are allowed to reopen again, we're going to only be able to have a few people standing in the building at the same time. We got to get used to wearing masks. None of it sounds good, right?
Some days she wants to rant about it being too much. On others, Sortoon is grateful for the sense of purpose she feels preparing food for others.
I can't imagine doing anything else. I don't know how to do anything else.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.